You suck, Chris.
The Bears are who we thought they were.
Are you ready for some meatball?
With a whimper and a fart. The Bears make the playoffs. Oh my gosh. Well, Mark, we got a bit team in the playoffs. Yay, the Bears are in the playoffs. Woo! They squeaked into the seventh spot that was created this year, and yay, Bears are a playoff team.
Oh, really? I couldn't tell by how they performed today. I don't know, Chris. I'm glad we have a playoff team. It's better than not. And I know people are going to be like, well, only because they're seven. Yeah, but they're going to have seven or eight next year, and then eight the year after. You just watch. They're going to expand them. So I don't really think you can knock them for that. 8-8's a pretty mediocre feeling. You know, playoffs via attrition. I don't feel great about that, but I'm glad there's a playoff game. I guess you have a chance to still do something, and there's one more football game at least. And what do you feel? I mean, are you happy about this? I know it's good to be in the playoffs, but are you glad they did it?
As a Bears fan, yes.
Okay.
I'm glad they're in the playoffs.
I need to hear that from someone.
Because, you know, you want your team to make the playoffs. And are they going to go anywhere? I'd say 98% chance no. But
so you're telling me there's a chance.
Still, you make it. That's a good thing. However, I think this pretty much confirms the thought that Matt Nagy will be back next year, because you don't fire a coach that made the playoffs two of his three seasons. Would you agree with that?
Well, I'd still think about firing him, but I think that the league's history suggests you don't. I mean, it's happened before.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Teams that were on a different trajectory. He's back, and there's a lot to talk about with him in this game, but I know you wanted to start with the defense.
Well, we can go. Just if you got a thought, unload it. Let's.
Which offense did we run today, Chris?
Boy, that sure looked like a Matt Nagy offense.
And how did it look?
It looked like quick, short, horizontal passing, and get Montgomery the ball. Hopefully he can break tackles, because we're only throwing 3 yards downfield.
I want to know how many runs were under center, how many passes were from snaps under center versus shotgun. Somebody will be doing that in the next day or two.
Yeah, I'd be very curious to know that. Didn't it look like Nagy was running the offense?
Oh, absolutely. Time of possession was terrific, but the 16 points, sir, looked familiar.
Yes, it did.
And the field goals versus TDs are the difference in this game. Do the math. It's 35-35. If we kick some of those field goals into touchdowns, so to speak, or 31-31 or whatever, if we could just stop them once in the red zone. So that's the difference between the two teams on this particular day, which, of course, also is the QB, but that goes without saying.
Oh,
but I thought, you know, I had some people I talked to a lot about the Bears, really, like, mad that Nagy was back to being Nagy, and how that was, like, causing some angst for them, because it meant, you know, he's just going to be Nagy always. And I said back, I'm just trying to enjoy this game. Essentially, I knew he was always going to go back to being Nagy. Now we at least know that maybe that helps evaluate the position, like quarterback, especially moving forward. He's not capable of running the offense that Mitch needs for more than spurts. And we've been saying, bring back Mitch. And now I don't know anymore, because if Nagy couldn't even keep that offense going in the biggest game in that particular season, you really think after an offseason he's not going to do it?
Yeah, I know. I totally agree. I was having similar thoughts too. Like, well, if this is what Nagy's going to do, then we can't keep Mitch, because Mitch can't do it.
So I was like, okay, at least we know now. Other people were upset, and I was like, I almost would rather know now. But either way, it is infuriating. But I considered it a given that he'd do it in the offseason, if not sooner, and now here we are. But they own the time of possession. You would never know it by the score.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't matter if you can't finish drives. You have one explosive play. You targeted Allen Robinson two or three times totally. Had two catches. You threw the ball to Mooney until he got hurt, which is a problem, because that's the big knock on him is going to be that durability because of his size. And then you threw the ball to Kemet until he fumbled, because he's been trying to fumble all year. As much as I like both of them, and Mooney's great.
Mm-hmm.
How many times did we do the little, you know, little route in the flats to Kemet or Moody?
Oh, it was all day.
Yeah. So why are we so scared of their pass rush? Is it that great? They had one sack. Like, at least make them prove it. That was an awful passing game plan. Running game, okay. Yeah. But he's not going to change in any meaningful long-term way. So I'm just like, fine, at least we know.
I think the Packers were definitely daring Mitch to throw the ball. But, you know, and still Montgomery was able to get some really, really tough yards. But, yeah, everything was just so fast and safe. I'm looking at Mitch's yards per attempt. Do you know what his yards per attempt was?
Got to be like five tops.
Six.
Maybe the 50-yarder throwing it off.
6.0.
Because the 50-yarder.
That probably changed it. Even with that, 6.0. Yeah. So everything was just hike, throw. Low risk, low possibility of big play.
They did do one thing we talked about to beat the Packers, and they kept the ball from Rodgers, and they still didn't beat the Packers because they were so conservative otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was really, really
disappointed. 5 of 6 on fourth down, but the one was a killer. But I don't understand what the passing game plan was there.
Mm-hmm. By the way, that fourth down that they did not get, I liked how Moose Johnston pointed out Jimmy Graham doing what looked like to be the wrong route there. Like, he was supposed to cut in.
Yeah. There was an Adam Hogue tweet just a few minutes ago too, mm-hmm. about how Nagy was clearly mad at that play, but didn't want to point out the specifics because he won't go for the bus, which is telling. However, your job is to make sure that you call a play on fourth down that everyone can run.
And it was fourth and inches.
Why aren't you under center? That pissed me off.
Yeah.
Pardon my French.
That's
because
okay.
I don't care if you pass it, but you can't line up in shotgun because now they know you're passing it.
Mm-hmm.
Get him under center with Montgomery behind him and at least open up the question of whether he's getting the ball, Montgomery.
Was it empty backfield too?
I don't remember, but I know it was shotgun. Mm-hmm. And there was almost no boots this game.
Yes.
They just completely went away from the stuff that was working.
No play action.
That part was frustrating. I never really got mad this game. I don't know how. I guess because I knew the Packers were better and I didn't expect anything much. But
yeah. But
to see them go away from it was frustrating. And yet I don't think it matters in the big picture. If anything, it helped because now you know going into the next year. And I have very, very basically no expectations that anyone's getting fired except for maybe Pagano.
Yeah, let's pivot to the defense now then.
I gave you the segue. There you go.
That was beautiful.
Mm.
I don't even know where to start with him. But again, we were seeing on the touchdown, the first touchdown, or maybe it was the second touchdown, Hicks dropping into coverage, like right off the line, like hike.
And I texted you about that one. He's like doing the big gorilla shimmy looking thing, like he didn't know what's going on.
Yeah, and you got Danny Trevathan on their fastest receiver, which is lovely. You know.
Oh yeah,
beautiful. And then Quinn dropping into coverage, like he's not paid to do that. You paid him to go get the quarterback.
Hicks, which was hysterical. I mean, just so stupid. He started to rush and then backed up. So I don't know if that was Pagano's plan or Hicks's freewheeling. But Akeem Hicks, even if you are stonewalled, I want you to keep trying to get to the QB in case somebody flushes him forward. If he just dropped back on his own. Ridiculous.
I doubt that happened.
And I highly doubt that happened. I think he was told to fake it and then drop back as if that's going to achieve anything. Yep. Oh, and then Quinn was in coverage 3 or 4 times and Mac, I think once. It's just, he never outthinks the opponent. I've said it week after week.
Yeah.
And I know Rodgers is like the ultimate tough guy to like outthink, but it's just too stinking easy against a Chuck Pagano coverage scheme. And to be fair, you know, I try to be fair, and this is worth noting. I know people are like, you can't use injuries as an excuse, but you can. If the Packers were down 3 wide receivers, it would have mattered this game. The Bears were covering the middle of the field, especially with 3 backups by the time Quan got hurt.
That is true.
So that matters. They absolutely abused Duke Shelley and number 55. May he rest in peace, whatever his name is.
I was like, Briggs, is it Briggs? Oh, it's not Briggs.
No. Briggs, too many barbecues. Doesn't look like he's got the same speed. No,
is it Otis Wilson?
They picked on that guy. And I actually think Vildor had an okay game. If he hadn't dropped that pick, we'd be singing praises. And the other story of the game for the defense is, well, that three dropped interceptions. One was practically impossible. You got a linebacker getting a hand on it. But the other two have got to be caught. And that's especially, one of the things of the season.
Especially Eddie Jackson. You're especially supposed to be all-pro. People were comparing this year. Ed Reed, like you said last time.
I love Eddie. He has been trash this year.
He has.
From tackling to dropping passes, he's been bad. There were games where they just didn't throw it on him. That's great. But he's had a bad year.
Is he bad? He might
no,
be bad.
No, he's just played bad. He's not trash, literally, obviously.
Are you sure? He's
played bad. He'll be fine if he has a better scheme, probably.
I hope so.
Everybody knows where Eddie's going to be. And there he is. So the teams that want to avoid him. Everybody knows Pagano leaves the middle and he leaves the cushion. It's just, what does Pagano do to say, bring him back next year?
I don't know.
And I thought this was how Aaron Rodgers carving him to pieces again. Please bring back the coach who only allowed an average of 38 points to the Packers this year. That sounds good.
Oh, that's the average. Oh my.
He's going to be the scapegoat, right?
I can't imagine he won't be.
They're going to fire somebody. It's going to be him.
With the money poured into this defensive line.
Oh man, they have
one sack.
Akeem Hicks. We all love him too. He's got to be more hurt than they let on. He's getting no push.
None. But my bigger point was you put all this money into the defensive line, and you have one sack on Rodgers in two games.
And you hit him maybe five or six times total. You hit him once. It was a penalty that changed it last time. And you hit him three or four plus a sack today.
So is pace giving bad money, or is the – coordinator not using the players he's got to their most effective, or some kind of combination of the two?
I don't want to just say it's bad money. I really want to put it on Pagano, and here's why. There are an infuriating amount of plays where two things happen that if either one didn't, would be a much better defense. One, Quinn or Mac usually get really close, but they need that another half to full second. But the ball's out because the middle of the field is wide open and there's been a cushion.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not playing complementary football with the coverage schemes.
They're
not confusing anyone to where they have to stop and think and boom, now they're sacked. Mm-hmm. I think that's the biggest issue, because I think as much as everybody dumps on Quinn, he gets close so often. But the ball's just out because I just think the scheme doesn't fool anybody. Mm-hmm. And then the second one we already talked about, which is the dropped picks. That one you can't really blame Pagano for. Too much. I mean, he could maybe scheme better to where there'd be more pressure, there'd be more turnovers, but it's not his fault the players can't catch the ball. And they don't swarm to the ball enough, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Kyle Fuller had a terrible play where he didn't attempt to tackle the guy at all. He just let Mac do it. It was pretty early in the game. So there have been some issues where I'm like, these guys just aren't flying around. They look insecure. This looks like an insecure, uncertain defense now.
Which they didn't look under Vic.
They're not high-flying. They're not swarming. They're not – I mean, Hicks is thumping his chest to try to fire him up and punching people in the face somehow. By the way, he may not be available Sunday if the league looks at that. I don't know if it was a punch or a slap. Slap will be all right.
Looked like a slap.
If it's a punch, he'll be gone. And I don't think – I didn't get a good enough look at it. Anyway, the defense has an identity crisis just as bad as the offense. Crisis, sorry.
Yeah.
Don't they?
Yes. Yeah, here we are, 8-8 in the playoffs.
By attrition.
By attrition. Yeah. So who do they got for next week? They'll play New Orleans, correct?
For sure, New Orleans.
For sure, New Orleans. And depending whether the game's Saturday or Sunday, could be with Kamara or without Kamara.
So the game is Sunday, is what you're telling me.
I do not know yet. I don't.
You actually think the Bears are going to catch a break that big?
Well, would it actually matter?
No, not the way the defense has been playing.
Well, you know what's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen. They're going to beat New Orleans and then have to play the Packers and then get destroyed again.
And then we're all going to want to fire everyone again.
If it looks like this, yes. Maybe Virginia can be all mad again and, you know, like, sick and tired of losing to the Packers.
The Saints had five interceptions today.
Thrown or caught?
that they no, they made five interceptions. They Carolina threw five interceptions to the Saint defenders. Thrown and caught. I'm like, what? They caught five interceptions.
You said they had five interceptions. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. They didn't win 33-7 with five interceptions.
I don't English good.
Nor can has football. No, the Saints Bears, is that where you want to talk about that now?
Or I don't know. I just thought of that. I don't know.
I think we need to wait till we know when the game is.
Okay.
Did you take anything positive from this game?
Well, I think we got some answers long term that Mitch will be gone before Nagy will be gone, I think, is something that we learned.
If you're Mitt, yeah, I agree. If you're Mitch and the Bears and the Niners are both promising you a starting gig and the same years and money, why would you be a Bear?
Loyalty.
Loyalty's it. Because the Niners do what?
Oh, they run that Shanahan offense.
They run the offense that you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that plays to your strengths.
I mean, I know we sound like we're waffling, but we're just reacting to what the Bears are giving us. And now that you're like, wait a minute, is Nagy going to go back to Nagy? Then Mitch is going to go. And you're going to be like, well, who's the QB? Foles. But Chris, he had a great offseason. And it's year two with the playbook. And he's in the best shape of his life.
Yeah. They're going to be drafting a quarterback now, don't you think? First or second round?
First or second round, you would hope.
I mean, they may have been planning to anyway.
I don't know who that guy should be.
Now I think even more certain. Well, who's going to be? Maybe, what's his name from Alabama? What's that?
How do you evaluate him, though? He's playing with God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Ghost on his team at the skill positions. Like, they can't be stopped. He doesn't throw the ball in tight windows because they're 10 yards open every time.
I'm just trying to think who would be available when the Bears pick. Mac Jones, that's his name, right?
He'll be available probably, but he's a tough evaluation.
Yeah.
Boy, their receiver's a stud. Devonta Smith is a stud. Anywho, yeah, they got to pick one. They got to pick a left tackle too. You might pick a tackle first and then try to get Mac Jones or Trask or somebody in the second. That's not all that inspiring a plan. Trade for Derek Carr?
Well, I don't know enough about how Derek, what kind of offense he wrote. Like, what is
I don't either.
What does Gruden do there, you know?
I mean, I don't I know he's going to be floated, as in the rumor mill. Carson Wentz is wanting to be traded. Kind of,
well, I don't want Carson Wentz. His best days are behind him, aren't they?
Of course they are. But he knows the offense. Yeah.
Oh, hey, that's Chris. True. That's true. It could be hey, we're both, you know, from the Andy Reid
tree. Yep, I can hear that now, too. Makes no sense. I don't know how they would possibly make that money.
Dang. Work. Why did you plant that in my head just now? Thanks a lot.
Yep, exactly. So,
oh, that scares me now. That's going to happen.
Can I ask you another question?
Yes.
Which Andy Reid disciple is running an Andy Reid offense well?
Well, what's his name in Philly was a couple years ago.
But the league's figuring it out.
Peterson, yeah.
The league is – you know why they're not figuring out the Chiefs' offense?
Because of their stud players. Because
they have too many amazing players.
That quarterback.
Andy Reid is the only Andy Reid disciple running Andy Reid stuff with any skill right now. You can't be the Chiefs without Kelce and Hill and Mahomes.
Right.
And their killer O-line. I don't know. It's just not going to work without better skill players. And we have decent skill players. The system just does not fit the players on the team. And we saw it again today, even though the time possession was nice. But 16 points, it's like Olin Kreutz always says, it doesn't matter if you're moving the ball if you don't score.
Would the offense be better with like an Alex Smith or someone like that who can run the system, or is it deeper than that with the Bears running it?
Well, don't. Why would you do that to poor Alex Smith? Don't play.
No, I'm just using as an example of someone.
Did we fix the tackle position.
I guess basically what I'm saying is it Mitch with this offense, or is it more than just the quarterback with this offense, and it's the offense?
It's both, but it's mostly the fact. It's I have a different scenario, I guess. If you want to run the Shanahan-style stuff, you've got a pretty good team for that. Mitch can run it pretty well. Montgomery's really good at it. Mm-hmm. The O-line blocks it better. A-Rob's still a good possession receiver, kills you on slants just fine. Mm-hmm. Mooney's a good deep threat. And you have two tight ends in the passing game of varying effectiveness. Mm-hmm. If you want to run the Chiefs offense for next year, you need a QB, mm-hmm. a left tackle, and a wide receiver. In other words, you don't have any of the three most important positions for it other than maybe tight end, and Kmet's still largely unknown. That's why Nagy wanting to run Nagy's offense is such a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd rather know now than wonder all offseason and come back with Mitch and think you're going to do the Kubiak Shanahan stuff and then be like, oh, he's not going to.
Yeah.
But it's depressing in a sense.
Does this tell you, does this make you think then that Mitch is gone this year and next year it's Foles starting?
I don't know. Should we really distill it to one game?
Well, you're raising these questions in my mind.
I know. Probably gone. A lot of it's going to depend on his market. Our team's looking at those last few games and be like, we can work with this Trubisky. Or are they saying, now he's a backup and the Bears are saying, we'll let you start. Like, that'll change the discussion too, right?
Yeah.
I would now – okay, so last week I would have said 70-30, he's back. Now I'll go 60-40, he's gone because this was that obviously not his offense.
Right, and we saw it in the first half of last week's game.
Yeah, and they're like, we better win this game.
Uh-huh. So they went back to – so why doesn't he want to run what Mitch does well? I don't get that.
That's the part that's infuriating.
Right? I don't understand why you would And that tells me he's not a good coach.
And then we're back to, why are you bringing him back then? Well, he made the playoffs twice. Come on, they limped in. By the way, they're limping in every sense of the word. There's a million injuries coming out of this game, and two of them matter, and they're probably the two most fun players to watch.
Roquan and Mooney, huh?
Yeah, well, Montgomery would be up there too. But, yeah, I mean, Mooney out with an ankle the rest of the game, and Roquan an elbow. So good news is it's not something crazy like a knee. This is going to be an enormous injury report.
And it probably wasn't precautionary just because of, they needed to win to make the playoffs, or they thought that they would need to.
Mooney was late enough in the game. You're like, maybe they don't bother. Yeah. Roquan being out the whole second half and most of the, what was he out, like 2.5 quarters or something?
Did he leave in the first half?
I think so.
I can't even remember.
And that makes you think it might be pretty serious. Although maybe it's the kind of thing they can, do something during the week with it, brace it up, and he plays. Mm. Mooney, although if it's high, that's probably, and he's out for Saints game.
And that's not good.
No.
Okay, but I'm next week to play the Packers again.
I'm still looking. Oh, wow, you're just so optimistic. These things are going to win a playoff. I'm still wanting to know, do you take any positives from that game? That catch by Mooney on the deep ball was sick.
That was wonderful. Yeah, if it was a little better throw, it's six. But
probably, but that's super degree of difficulty with the defenders still there. But still, good enough throw, great catch.
Honestly, I think the only good stuff is the clarity. And Nagy's still pounding his chest that we're running my offense when I want to.
I can hear him now. And our position was great. We moved the ball. We just didn't convert in the red zone, and we'll clean up. We'll take care of that. And he thinks it worked.
Yeah. Well, if they could have gotten touchdowns instead of field goals, maybe it would have worked.
But it never does. That's the problem. They always score 16 points.
And the clarity with Pagano,
too. That's what they average with Nagy.
Yeah. And the clarity with Pagano, too, being just like you said, constantly trying to catch up to what's being done to his defense, instead of making the offense do what he wants them to do or trying to control them. And you saw the Packers doing that with the Bears. They were daring Mitch to throw the ball. You know, Montgomery's longest run today was 8 yards, and he had 22 carries. So
the Packers' plan for the Bears is the same every single time, and we still can't do anything about it on either side of the ball. Yeah. How about this one? So I watched the Rams-Cardinals, and I watched it, whenever there was not a live snap in the Bears game, I was watching that game because of the implications, right? I had two screens going. And you know what the Rams did with DeAndre Hopkins and Jalen Ramsey?
I do not know.
Jalen Ramsey went wherever DeAndre Hopkins went.
Oh, they put their best cornerback on the best receiver?
Yes. How smart is that? I was just blown away. I didn't even know you could. Here I thought Kyle Fuller had to play over on the one side where his little binky is, and that was the only option the Bears have. Why do they never bother to put Fuller on Adams the whole game? Is Fuller really totally incapable of doing this? For Mr. Studies the film and everything that we have told about him, I refuse to believe he can't play more than one position. That's just stubborn, scheme-based stupidity, and it's why I want Pagano fired, among other reasons.
Yeah.
And his scheme's trash to begin with.
So if I was a Packers receiver and I was on Fuller's side, they would keep Fuller on me and let Vildor or whoever cover Davante Adams.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That sounds sketchy to me. I don't think I would want to do
watching
that. And I mean, I am deceptively quick. I'm not trying to downplay my skills as a receiver. I may not look quick, but I am quick. Yeah,
I don't buy it.
Oh, come on.
You're more of a long snapper, Chris. But it was just like, I'm sitting there watching it, and it's like they're going back and forth. They each get penalties called on the other, and they're jawing, and I'm like, that's what you do. And they're showing the graphic, like, last time they played, Ramsey held him to 2 catches for 14. By the way, Ramsey's incredible. He's one of the best players in the league.
Yeah.
Won the matchup again today. And I'm like, if the Bears were in this game, Fuller would just be on the right side.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm the Packers, I'm just never lining Davante Adams up over there with Johnson hurt.
Yeah, you never would. No reason to.
My cousin texted me this, and I thought it was hysterical. I passed it on to you. But he's the one who said, it's like the Bears have never heard of a slot receiver. Adams lines up in the slot, and he's wide open. Yep. You got Trevathan trying to cover somebody in the middle of the field. Oh. And you got who's number 48 or 9 or whatever he is, whatever his number is, that catches the TD wide open in the end zone.
That's what my Packer fan friend texted me. He's like, we're all over here. Who? Who caught that?
That's the coaching. When you get a guy no one's ever heard of wide open, you just totally outclassed the other coaches. Mm-hmm. And we talk all the time about the QB thing with the Packers. And, of course, that's huge. And Rodgers is practically a coach on the field And that's, of course, the biggest thing. But, man, I'm telling you, the next biggest thing lately, I wouldn't say it under Mike McCarthy, but lately, these last couple games, the games last year, man, they dial up a scheme to stop the Bears' offense and hold them to field goals and get Mitch to make the big one mistake every time. Uh-huh. Rodgers just carves up the defense. Mm-hmm. Didn't the first game last year, I guess, but still.
Yeah, first game last year was, 10-3, I think? And you thought, oh, man, well, we got him next time. And then you realize, oh, Mitch can't run the offense.
His name is Dominic Daphne, number 49.
Daphne, yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, Daphne? They have a person named Daphne? Like, that was news to me.
Yep. Got pulling guys out of the woodwork to catch touchdowns on the vaunted Bears defense.
Packers had one sack. Mm-hmm. You would have thought Mitch was under duress the whole game based on the quick reads.
Yeah, he looked rushed again.
But we took one shot down the field, but it wasn't like their pass rush was crazy.
Mm-mm. No.
It was just altogether confusing.
Seriously, Mitch looked like, hike, oh my gosh, I got to get rid of it.
Or like that was the plan.
Mm-hmm.
I was very worried when he first came out, and the first drive was a good drive, but Mitch was wild with his throws. Mm-hmm. A couple were caught still, but I was like, that ball is not where it's supposed to be. Kmet had to jump for one. One was Miller had to make that ridiculous catch.
Yeah, big third down catch, though, by Miller. That was good to see.
That was good. Yeah, I'm just saying, a positive. Mitch was erratic from the start.
Yeah.
He always has the huge mistake. He tried to throw 2 interceptions.
Yes, he did. Well, so did Rodgers, but we already talked about
that. So did Rodgers. Got away with it.
That's what I mean. He looked more jittery, like, early in the season, Mitch, than he did the last few weeks, when they were actually doing the play action and the rollouts and the bootleg, you know, all that stuff.
So, and Mitch has to play a little better, but I think
he does.
I think it's part of that I think it's fair to question that if part of the jitteriness is not loving the game plan.
Mm.
And like, man, we're back to this stuff. I don't like this stuff. Maybe I'm reading too much into it. I really don't know. I don't understand why they went totally away from some of the stuff that was working. The Packers defense is better than the other teams they've been playing lately, but it's not like not amazing. Not
that much better. No. Mm-mm. No.
So yeah. Bears Saints, that's a better defense than the one the Bears just lost to.
And they'll probably play better against the Saints. Maybe Green Bay is just in their heads now.
I think that too. I actually wonder that.
They're just so scared about, oh my gosh, this is the team. This is the one we got to beat. And it's, yeah, in their heads.
And Rodgers is across the field.
Mm-hmm.
I did have that thought at one point during the game. And I'm like, maybe they're not going to consistently beat this team as long as he's the QB.
Yeah. I was, to go a little tangent here, I was debating with a high school buddy of mine who's convinced that Rodgers is overrated and he's only good because he's been in the NFC Central his whole career. Or NFC North his whole career. And he lived in Boston for a while, so he's a big Tom Brady guy. And he's like, oh, Rodgers just isn't that good.
Wow, that's like a brutal take, being from Boston. Oh, boy. I hope you pointed out the obvious.
Well, I tried, but, you know.
Well, for starters, he kicks butt against all kinds of teams, not just the ones in the North. And secondly, you got to play the easiest division in football for like a solid decade.
Well, that's what I tried to point out. He said NFC North was worse than the AFC East all these years. And I thought, oh, no, no.
That is vastly underrating the Vikings and the occasional good Bears defense.
I know. It was
and fun. The Lions. There's our Lions segment. We got it in.
Well, my friend, I guess they probably won't release the final playoff schedule until after tonight's game because there are playoff implications on the who is it? Washington and Philly, right? That's who's playing tonight. So
yep.
Actually, they started will it right be now.
The 7-9 Redskins. Oops, no, I mean, Washington no, football stop team. Stop
saying that.
You got to edit that out.
You hater.
Will it be the 7-9 Washington football team or the 6-10 New York Giants hosting the first playoff game Saturday? That one is officially going to be the first one. I don't care what anyone says. So if it's not, I will eat my shorts.
So Philly's out, right? Philly's out.
Yeah.
So the Giants are 6-10, right?
If they lose, they're 6-10. They're 6-9 right now. So if they win, they're 7-9 and they win the division. If they lose, they're 6-10, and I believe the Giants have the tiebreaker. And you so have a 6-10 playoff. They're 6-10
division winner.
And then I'm rooting for that nonsense, I think.
That'd be fantastic. Yeah.
6-10. They'd host the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
So put it in ink. Brady to the next round.
Right. But so we won't know who, or well, we know the Bears will play the Saints. We just don't know if it's Saturday or Sunday. And it could be huge if they have Kamara or not.
That's right. So it'll be Sunday because then they'll have Kamara.
Yeah. Well, after 3 years of Nagy, the Bears are now 1-5 against the Packers.
How about 2-4 this year versus the division?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, what were you going to say about the Packers?
No, I was just going to ask, do you think that plays anything into a decision George McKesky would make?
I say there's a 5-10% chance he still fires everybody if they play terrible against the Saints.
Okay.
So a very low percent chance.
1-5 against Green Bay, and that was a game at home, and they won the division in 2018. Rodgers.
Green Bay was already done.
Yeah, they were clearly.
They had an interim coach.
Yeah. So. He's just. You got to win to win the division. You got to beat Green Bay. He can't do it. And apparently, you know, the Packer games weigh heavily on the McCaskies more than the other games.
People say that all the time. I guess that must be a thing.
I believe it, with George especially.
I mean, there's enough good journalists that say it that I'm not disputing it.
Yeah. Well,
I don't think it's going to matter with two playoff berths. I mean, if you wanted to go through those scenarios, the overwhelming majority view for me would be, or whatever scenario, the winning scenario is they're all back except Pagano.
I think that's most likely.
Next would be they're just all back.
Mm.
Next would be Pace fired, but not Nagy, which is stupid.
Yes.
Next would be they're all fired. Out of those scenarios, two where everyone's back and three where Pace is fired, those are utterly moronic. One is believable and I think going to happen. Four I'd be fine with because a fresh start makes sense too. You know, you're 8-8 back-to-back years. You're not going anywhere.
Yep.
But super unlikely.
Maybe they'll wait and see after the playoffs. So,
well, I mean, they have
next
to.
Next Monday.
As much as you might like it, they're not going to. Pagano has been fired. He gets fired, but to go to the playoffs before the game.
That would be hilarious. Played.
If they do fire him, just promote Jay Rogers so we don't have a Brandon Staley repeat. Everybody says he's a great coach.
That'd be fantastic. Unless you want to get Coach Fitzgerald from Evanston. Come down to Chicago. A lot of people still want that.
I don't.
I don't either. Although I am impressed.
Their offense stinks. There's no good concepts in that offense.
You know what, though? I watched the Citrus Bowl, and you could tell Auburn had better players than Northwestern.
Yeah, yeah. They play their tails off. It's impressive what he's done. I just don't think it'll translate to the NFL at all.
I don't think so either.
The rah-rah sticks and stuff. He's perfect for college.
Exactly.
And to do that with Northwestern's academic standards.
That's right.
Is yeah. impressive, but NFL, I don't see it.
Agreed.
If they are going to make a coaching change, I want Arthur Smith, the Tennessee Titans coordinator, coordinator.
Mm.
Just had a 2,000-yard back.
Did he get to 2,000?
Yeah, he had like 250 yards today.
Wow!
And they barely beat the Texans.
Well, that's because they have the second greatest player of all time. I mean,
yes.
Can only expect the Titans to do so much against
that. That's right.
Well, my friend, you want to regroup later this week once we know more specifics about the Bears as they begin their 2020 playoff run?
There's a lot of interesting things I think we're going to hear about this last game, these next couple days, about what the Bears were trying to do, what happened on some key plays. That'll be fun to revisit. And, of course, playoff preview. Let's try to have fun with it and forget about the big picture for a bit.
Sounds good.
They are somehow, some way in the playoffs. Thanks, Rams. We love you, Rams.
Thank you. Thank you, Rams.
I love you, whatever your name Wolford is. Go Wake Forest. I think he played for Wake Forest.
Very nice. No relation to former Bear defensive back Donnell Wolford, though, right?
I don't think so. Yeah, they don't look like they have the same family tree.
Yeah,
Henry, 250 yards on the dot and 2 touchdowns. Sorry, I just very looked it up for you.
Very impressive. All right, man. Let's talk later, shall we?
All right. Later this week. Sounds good.
Bears are in the playoffs. Woohoo! Yes.
Woo! Yay.
Yes.
See you.
Right, the Bears are who we thought they were.
You've been meatballed.